WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning. You know what, buddy?
You know how to run that thing or what?
No, I don't. I still haven't figured it out. It is 7:36. Thank you so much for hanging out. We got a high of 77 today, low of 65. We'll check out your full forecast for David Harker a little bit later on here.
David Harker.
We're getting old, Hunter.
Yeah, we are getting old.
You and I are on the cusp of getting to the point where there's no return.
Yeah.
All right? All right?
My balls got there like 4 years ago.
One day closer to death, okay? Each day I wake up, I go, I made it. One more day.
You made it.
One more day. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What about aging has disappointed you the most? That's what we're talking about today. Now, here's the thing. I like getting older. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm more mature. I have a better grip on life, but...
Wait. What'd you say?
I'm more mature. I'm not saying I'm, like, mature. I'm more mature than I was.
Yeah.
You know what? Shut up, pal.
I don't know about that,
shut
buddy.
Shut up, buddy. You know, so I do like that aspect of it, mm-hmm. but there also are some crappy things about getting older.
Yeah.
I think the big thing for me is not bouncing back as quick from, like, injuries or something like that. Like, even I'm 32, okay? I'm not old by any means. Mm-hmm. But I still, compared to 21-year-old me, 18-year-old me, oh.
Yeah, going down a flight of stairs is a lot different now than it was like 10 years ago.
I swear, it's just there's parts of me that they're just sore all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell?
More bones pop in my body now than has ever popped ever.
For example,
in my life.
We went golfing Saturday. My hips are still sore.
Yeah, really?
Like, that was 4 days ago. And my hips are still, I'm like, ah, Jesus.
You know, and it's a lot of old guys play that sport. Yeah. Imagine how they feel.
Man, oh, man. So that's the one thing is just your body starts to wear out.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as hopefully by the time we're like 60, there'll be new technology, like the advancements in the medical fields and like age, like fixing stuff. Hopefully we can have just new bones and ligaments and whatnot.
You're going to be in that commercial where they like take the pill to help them like you know, feel better.
Yeah.
Like those golf commercials where they swing. Ah!
Hey! Oh! Why? I wish there was something I could take.
Here, take this pill.
Take this pill, and I will gladly take it. I will gladly take it. Do you have anything that is disappointing you about aging?
Yeah, it kind of goes in the same realm as what you're talking about. I've had a bruise on my leg for God, I don't even know. It's starting to become a tattoo.
It's just bruising like a peach.
Yeah.
The older you get, the softer the muscle gets. And you just bruise.
The older I get, the more the back of my hands look like my grandpa's. You know?
Yeah, you get those. I still have very youthful hands, but they're tiny. So, you know, they're always going to look like that. Little carny fingers.
Little sausage
carny fingers. Yeah, the body, I think that's the biggest thing mm-hmm. for me is just the body wears out.
Yeah, when we played flag football a few years back, man, that's when I really started to notice.
Dude, like, you took three steps and you were out for the season.
I was out for four games.
For the season. All right, we're going to take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What about aging has disappointed you? We got a lot of great answers on Facebook. We'll go over those next. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
What's up? So we're all getting older. Every day, we're one day closer to death.
Yeah.
Just knocking on its door, one foot in the grave.
Think about that. How old are you, 32?
32.
32 years went by pretty quick, didn't it?
Dude, it flew by. Flew by. And a depressing fact, I read somewhere that the reason time seems to go by faster as you get older is because you have less memorable moments.
Huh.
Isn't that sad?
Might be the smartest thing you've ever said in your life.
Thanks, pal. You know what? You're fired. That's the smartest thing I've ever said.
And you read it.
And I've read it. I read it somewhere. But yeah, so as you get older, you have less memorable moments, you know, less firsts, you know.
It's true. If you think about it, that you know, do you get less excited about things as you get older, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing I'm excited for is when I have a normal day of peeing. You know, it's like, oh, thank God. Prostate's not flared up today. We got some great comments on Facebook. Luann said, slowing down in the pain, of course. But she saw an ad today. People born 1967 are seniors.
Oh, wow.
See, and that's the other thing, too, is we get older. Mm-hmm. People born in 86 are going to be seniors eventually, someday.
This is 30
more years.
At least when we're seniors, we're going to have kick-ass music.
That's true. We're going to be old folks home listening to Snoop Dogg. This is awesome. Let's see. Meredith said not being able to wake up 3 hours after a night of drinking and go to work like nothing happened.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling that today. You and I had some booze last night. And
a couple glasses.
Oh, it does. I don't bounce back. The weekends, I can ruin a weekend by drinking too hard on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Absolutely waste a weekend if I get too drunk on Friday night.
Last night, I took an L, but tonight I'll bounce back.
Yeah.
It's a new song, if you
know. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Big Sean.
Oh, Big Sean. Yeah. Great. No idea what you just said there. Matt said being tired all the damn time for no reason. Lee said the severe lack of free drugs that I was promised all of grade school. Did you ever think about like DARE? Seemed like drugs were like people are just going to be handing you drugs all the time.
They're going to be peer pressuring you from all different directions.
I haven't seen free drugs in forever.
Yeah.
Just not, it doesn't happen.
Somebody peer pressure me, for God's sake.
For God's sakes, peer pressure. I want it. I'll say yes. Michelle said, my once perky boobs now part like the Red Sea when I lay on my back.
Oh, man. Part like the Red Sea.
You get them arm pitties. That's what it is. Chad said, I got fatter, which sucked my wanes in, which now feels like, oh,
wait, what?
His phone corrected. He said, I got fatter, which sucked my wiener in, which now feels like I'm uncircumcised again.
Oh. A little button.
Little button. He's wearing a turtleneck. Alicia said, getting fat, eating the same thing I ate 20 years ago. That's a big one, dude. I wish. You know what? I'll take hangovers. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Do that. But I wish I could eat whatever I wanted like I could when I was 18. Mm-hmm. Dude, you know me.
Last night, we were at Wings last night.
Yeah.
And Brock, he's like, what'd you get there? Chicken tenders? I'm like, yeah. He's like, let me see how much breading's on that chicken tender. So I like held my chicken tender up sideways so he could see how much breading was on it. I'm like, would you just get a damn chicken tender?
Because I know if I eat a basket of chicken tenders, it's going to go right to my ass.
Depending on how much breading was on it?
I'm not going to be able to get my wedding ring on. I'm going to feel bloated and gross. It's terrible. Yeah, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll have more Facebook answers. There's so many great ones on here. Getting older sucks.
It sucks,
it
man.
It sucks. Everything that rocks. Good morning. 7:58. Talking about getting older. Honestly, it sucks.
It does suck.
The only good thing about getting older is you get to have discounts on everything. You get that senior discount at the movies. You get the blue plate specials. You know,
you get to eat breakfast for like $2.
That's fantastic, man. It's fantastic. I mean, you're just hanging on death's door. But still.
Yeah. That's why you get that $2 breakfast.
That's right. Here you go. You're going to die soon. Right. Enjoy it. We got some great comments on Facebook. Sam said, waking up and hearing snap, crackle, and pop from my own body, not my cereal.
Oh, God.
No joke. Let's see. Tyler said, responsibilities stack up. Robert said, no more time for fun, just work. Scott said, flaccid.
Oh, man.
Don't you miss the hard-ons you got when you were 18?
Boy, no.
You could cut granite. You could go through marble with those things, man. It was insane. It was insane. Now it's just like an old little noodle. Just hanging out there.
Flopping around.
You got to tape it to a popsicle stick.
Oh, God.
Let's take a couple quick phone calls here. What's the worst part about getting older? WIRX, hello.
Good morning, Brock and Hunter.
Morning.
There's two crappy things about getting old.
What's that?
Your tattoos fade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I got a bunch of those. They're going to look great.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
70.
I wouldn't know because I'm not trash and I don't have a tattoo.
Oh, my God. It's because you're a pussy. You can't get one.
All right. What's the other thing?
the other crappy thing is wondering if I'm ever going to have to purchase Depends.
That's a gamble right there. That's a daily game that we don't like to play, but we have to.
Exactly.
All right, Larry, thanks for the call, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. Let's take another phone caller. What's the worst part about getting older? WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, man?
So, as I'm getting older, like, I got hair everywhere, but I'm noticing it's getting, like considerably longer, like, especially in the taint area.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't wear the right underwear and you're walking around a lot, like, it balls up and it starts to pinch.
Oh, like, man.
For God's sakes, wax your taint, dude.
Right. Do something about it.
Yeah. So, I went for a run the other day, and, like, I live in a pretty populated area.
You didn't trip on it, did you?
I was running down the road, and, like, it balled up on me and started to pinch. So, like, in the middle of, like, the street where I'm turning around, it's like I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, trying to, like, reach in my underwear and, like, pull it apart, dude. It was really bad.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere. Yeah.
I have no idea what to say to this.
I think you need to wash your booty hole, man.
No, dude, that's the thing. Like, I use Tresemme conditioner. It doesn't help.
Get it braided. If you braid right. it won't ball up like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
get some cornrows,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, cornrow that taint, brother. Cornrow that taint. You'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You're like Coolio, man.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome. See you later.
Now all I can picture is a cornrowed taint. That's all I got.
Rock 107.